Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga.
Innovator.
Who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle and helped the Packers to a Super Bowl title.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Couch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipps. I hope he's nervous this morning because I'm not sure he's ever getting this job back.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Oh, sorry, Wildy. guess you didn't get Wally Pipped, Tausch. Welcome back.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if we're looking at who's getting Pipped and who's getting Gehrig, I think probably in this case, no, that's not the case. But, man, I'm happy to be back, fellas.
What you been up to?
So as a lot of us, you know, summertime, we have a little bit of a break. So we do a national park every year. At least we've tried to. And this year it was the Rocky Mountain National Park, and unfortunately air travel and how that all goes is not in a great space, I think would be the nicest way to put it. And then there's a big fire, I guess. So how do we say that? There's a big fire out in the area around Estes Park is where we ended up staying for part of our trip. So it was a good trip, but I'm gonna tell you something, boys, I am glad to be home.
So is it, saw some of your social media, you looked like you were in a few beautiful spots. Do you camp or are you cabin guy? What are you?
Let me ask you something. We've done this now for a couple of years. You think I'm going to be out camping, like cracking open a can of beans and roasting it open? Actually, I would like to do that.
Bring that skillet out over the fire.
I think I would have. What I like doing is we hike. We saw elk. We tried to do a bunch of stuff. The kids love doing all that. We whitewater rafted. We try to do as much adventure as you can. And then when you're done, go home. Go to a hotel. Go somewhere and get a nice meal. Sit down. Have a Coors Light and just kind of chill. So we do not camp. And I wouldn't even say we glamp. We try to find a hotel or a house.
I like that methodology. I'm with you right there. I'm in the same way even when I go up north. Like, we got up north trip next week. And I'm not... As you know, Tausch, I don't relax well, so up north way of life already conflicts with me. I'd rather go to like a metro area and go to museums and a ball game or something, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and I think this is always something that's fun when you talk to your friends and you know everybody's trying to figure out what their family does. And to me, I think the idea of going to an all-inclusive, when I was younger, you're running around a lot. Now I think if I go somewhere and it's more than one or two days, if you're sitting around and you're up north, you're just kind of soaking it in, you can still go out. I think up north is a whole lot different because you go out, you build a fire, you do all that stuff. You want to be moving and having some adventure. I just am not at the point in my life where just going, flying 5-6 hours and now, again, on Wildy and Tausch this morning, I'll go into this was not a 5 or 6 hour trip with what all happened with the computer stuff. You feel like you want to do something and you want to go out and kind of have some adventure. That's more of the vacation that I'm interested in now rather than sitting having a pina colada on a beach, sitting my my feet in the sand for 7 days. I can do that for one or two. Anything more than that, I get a little bit stir crazy.
Now, are your kids into the hiking and the nature and the beautiful national parks? Because I find that when I try to get my kids to go hiking and do something like that, they just want to go to the pool.
So it's funny you ask that because in the beginning, my son Max was always kind of into it. But Eleanor always would fight me on, well, she wants to go to the beach. So then we did that. We went to, like, I think some resort in Florida. And after a day or two, this was 2 or 3 years ago, she said, I'd rather do it the other way. So we've now kind of beaten her down enough so that she is on board with doing what we all want to do. And, you know, as long as there's some wildlife, we got to see this herd of elk that walked across the road, and we were literally right there. Of course, we had our windows up, but that was kind of the highlight of the trip for her, and then whitewater rafting. So we have turned her, which I didn't think was going to happen, because if you'd asked me that question 3 years ago, I would have told you no, she doesn't like the hiking, but she's totally on board with it now.
Way to go. That's good parenting, Tausch. Nice job.
Beat them down.
Yep. If somebody doesn't like it, just keep going.
That's
until
right.
Eventually that,
I'm going to make you like it.
101, at least, according to us.
Yeah. Well, great to have you back. We'll talk Packers Family Night, which is coming up on Saturday. We'll do that tomorrow. Thanks, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody.